of course, the theme song to the big HBO show Curb Your Enthusiasm, starring Larry David, a man who also co-created Seinfeld, a man with so much power in Hollywood he can't even drive the kind of car he wants. Well, that's not because of the power thing. It's because he's married to this woman, Lori David, who is a global warming activist and makes her husband drive a Prius both on the show and off. Hi, Lori.
Hi, Paul. Doesn't that music make you smile?
It does.
Every time I hear it, I just get into a good mood.
Well, the show makes me smile. Let me ask you one quick question about the show, and then we'll talk about the event this Sunday. I read recently that Larry said that he really would like to be his TV character, that he's not, but that's the guy he'd really like to be.
That is so true. It's true. Because you know why? He respects that guy because he confronts people and he tells the truth.
Uh-huh.
And in his real life, he's way too shy and doesn't have the guts to confront people the way that TV Larry does.
But you do.
But I do, exactly.
You're the confrontational one in the family.
Exactly. And the funny thing is his wife on the show is his dream wife. Because she's so much nicer to him than I am in real life. So, you know, it's weird. It's a weird mix-up here.
So he wants to be the TV Larry. Do you want to be the TV Larry's wife? Do you want to be Cheryl?
No, but he just has it in reverse. But, you know, and if you do have a TV wife, it should be your dream wife. So
well,
there you have it.
Yeah. you're coming to town this weekend for an event with the Rams on Sunday at the Dome. I got to tell you, I find it ironic you're doing a global warming event in a dome.
I did a global warming TV show from Las Vegas, so it goes to show you where I'm headed. I mean, the point is this, really. We're all involved in this issue. We're all guilty. We all have to be part of the solution. I mean, every single one of us. And, you know, we have this huge problem facing us. It's called global warming. And we need to get this country dealing with solutions as quickly as possible. So we've got the Philadelphia Eagles and the St. Louis Rams putting aside their competition and their differences for just a few moments to say we support efforts to find solutions on global warming, and they're going to join this virtual march, which is on the internet at stopglobalwarming.org, and I urge all your listeners to go to the site and click on the Rams or the Eagles, whichever team you support, and sign on to march also. It's on the internet. We're not really marching, but we're marching virtually.
All right, so what does that mean? Somebody signs on, and let's say you get a couple hundred thousand people to sign on. What does that do?
Well, here's what it's going to do. Do you know the ticker in Times Square that every time someone got cancer, the ticker went up, and it brought all kinds of awareness to that issue? Well, we have a ticker on the site, and every time someone joins the march virtually, we add their numbers. And the idea is to get so big and to make so much noise that the Congress and the administration can no longer ignore this issue. And we have to start dealing with this problem right now, and we have to do it with this administration. And up till today, they are doing nothing on global warming. We are the world's biggest cause of global warming pollution, and we're doing zero about it. So
right.
This has to change.
Well, what is it you want done?
Well, I want number one, this country to say, acknowledge that it exists, that the globe is warming, to acknowledge the science, to number two, admit that humans are causing the problem, and number three, to start seriously dealing with solutions, of which there are many.
All right, now I got to tell you, I talk all the time about people driving more fuel efficient cars.
Mm-hmm.
I don't.
How many miles per gallon does your car get?
It gets about 26, 27 miles per gallon.
Okay, well, that's not terrible. There's 9 mile per gallon cars and 12 mile per gallon cars.
I know, but here's what I think is part of the problem, and you're probably facing this and you know this, so I'm telling you something you already know here. But I think that this sort of thing is driven by the consumer marketplace,
mm-hmm,
as opposed to government action. I think Detroit would make a lot more fuel-efficient cars, and I know that Ford and others have said they're going to start doing it now, if there were more consumer demand. In other words, if people didn't want SUVs and wanted more fuel-efficient vehicles, smart business people would say, well, let's give people what they want. But maybe the demand isn't there, Lori.
Well, I think you have an important point, Paul. And the thing is this, is that, you know, when SUVs first came out, they were marketed to the American public as like the safest car you could put your family in. That turned out not to be true. But they were also made in a way that classified them as trucks, so they didn't have to follow any fuel economy standards. At the time, no one thought they were going to become as popular as they became, or that they would become the passenger car. So now we've put fuel economy standards back 20 years. So we have to face this, and we have to start dealing with it. One thing every single person can do is the first question you ask when you go to a dealership is, what's the mile per gallon of the car? If that was the first question that people asked, then Detroit would get the message. So I agree with you in that the people have to start demanding it, and that's really part of the whole goal here is to educate the people a little bit on this issue so that they do start demanding things like that.
Why don't they do it? Is because they don't know about it, or because they think, well, you know what, the fuel-efficient car is more expensive. I can't afford it.
The fuel-efficient car isn't more expensive, so that's a misnomer. But I think it's a connecting the dots thing. You know, we have to get to a point in this country where we start connecting the dots between, you know, what we're driving and what it's causing. I mean, you know, we just came through these horrible hurricanes, and they just announced today that September, you know, that this year 2005 will be the hottest on record. Okay, and it's going up and up and up. So we have to now start connecting the dots between what we're driving and what it's doing to the atmosphere, and what it's doing to our oceans, and start doing something about it.
Maybe what you need is $3 a gallon gas again. Because I know when that happened this summer after Katrina, SUV sales dropped and people were buying more fuel efficient vehicles.
You're completely right. The higher the gas prices, the more people start thinking about it. So, you know, gas is it goes down and goes up, but I think we're looking towards you know, more expensive gas, and that does help. That does help people connect the dots.
Why is Tokyo so much further ahead of Detroit on this?
You know, it's amazing. You cannot sell American cars in China. Now, if China's going to become the market where everyone's going to want a car, don't we want that marketplace for ourselves? You get the cars in China are more fuel efficient than American cars. I mean, that's outrageous.
The Chinese cars are.
Yes. Yes, their fuel economy standards are higher than American fuel economy standards. Detroit can't sell the cars that they're making right now in China, which is going to be the biggest car market in the world.
That
can't be good for business. That can't be good for American business.
That's because of the cars they're making and not a trade barrier?
No, it's because the fuel efficiency is so low of the American vehicles.
Okay, but when we talk about the Japanese cars, you know, you're a big fan of the Prius, and there's a waiting list for those.
Right.
Why aren't we getting more of those out there?
Well, you know what?
I don't mean from Toyota. I mean from Ford and GM and Daimler Chrysler.
Because Detroit has had no vision about this, and they don't like to change. Why didn't they put seatbelts in their cars when we all learned that it saved lives? They didn't do it until they were forced to do it by government, until they were legislated to do it. I mean, you can ask those questions. I mean, people, again, it goes back to the same thing. People have to start demanding fuel-efficient cars, and they'll start making them. And I think we're seeing a shift in that. I think we are seeing a shift in people waking up to this and wanting to get... Why, if you had a choice between an SUV that got 20 miles per gallon or 45, which would you choose?
Well, obviously, I would take the more fuel-efficient.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So they need to start giving Americans the choice.
Are cars and vehicles the whole answer to global warming?
Listen, global warming is, you know, it's power plants and cars. And the car issue is something that we can all do as individuals. You know, you can make a choice as an individual to drive a hybrid car or to get a fuel-efficient car. That's something you can personally do. You know, it's a lot of things. It's basically we're putting too much carbon dioxide into the atmosphere, and it's impacting our weather. And it's extreme weather in both directions, by the way. People think, oh, well, if it's so cold here, you know, how could global warming be happening? But it's not just, you know, heat. It's extreme weather in every direction. And, you guys know about floods and droughts and these intense rains that are happening. This is all, you know, the results of global warming.
But is it all from vehicles is my question.
No, vehicles is one part of it. It's a very large part of it. But it's power plants, it's buildings, it's, you know, it's industry, it's all kinds of things. But power plants and cars are the two main culprits.
And when you say you want to get the government to step up, this administration and this Congress to step up and do more about it, are you talking about raising CAFE standards, or what exactly do you want them to do?
Well, number one, I don't understand why we would drill in Alaska in the Arctic, okay, in a pristine area, and get 6 months' worth of oil when we can get years' worth of oil by just raising our fuel economy standards. I mean, I don't understand. To me, if you're going to drill, okay, I'll give you the drilling, but raise the fuel economy standards. I mean, why are we wasting the oil? I don't understand that. So, yes, fuel economy standards. We need serious investment in clean energy and clean technology. This is going to provide, you know, jobs for Americans. We need a clean industrial revolution, and it needs to have incentives from the government to make that happen.
When people show up at the Dome this Sunday for the game, what are they going to get? What's going to be their exposure to your cause?
Well, we're going to asked them to join the march, which is to go onto the internet or use their cell phone to text message and go to stopglobalwarming.org and add your name to the number, the 250,000 people who are already marching, people from every state in the country, and then they'll start learning a little bit more about this issue, and then we want them to send it to their friends, and we want everyone to get involved. We want everyone to start connecting the dots and become, you know, part of the loud voice in this country demanding that we address this problem before it's too late.
So this is not a fundraiser.
It's not a fundraiser.
More of a consciousness raising.
It's a consciousness raiser.
And
exactly.
Are you and Bobby Kennedy Jr. both going to be here?
We're both going to be there. I've never been to a live football game before. I'm bringing my daughter. He's bringing his son, and we're completely excited. And
well, I'm sorry we couldn't put on a professional game for you. You're coming to see the Rams and the Eagles, unfortunately. And I'm a big Rams fan, but you picked the wrong season.
No, it's going to be great. It's going to be great.
And people can go to the website stopglobalwarming.org for more information. When is Curb coming back?
You know what? It's a really good question because he's trying to decide whether or not to do another season.
Oh, he's got to do another season. That can't have been the series finale a couple of Sundays ago.
But it was pretty funny. Did you love that finale?
It was very, very funny.
I mean, when he finds out he's not Jewish and how it changed his behavior, I thought was one of the funniest.
And how about that appearance by Dustin Hoffman?
And Dustin Hoffman, and that was Ali G. The other guy was Sacha Baron Cohen, who plays Ali G, a really funny comedian.
Is that show now at a point where if he brings it back, Larry has so much power that he can call anybody and they come do the show?
People call him and want to be on the show.
That's nice.
You wouldn't believe how many people say, put me on the show, but he doesn't work that way. It has to come from the idea. He has to, like, think of an idea, and then the casting would come afterwards. So a lot of people want to be on it, but he hasn't. It's hard to get on that show because it has to come from the germ of the idea.
Gotcha. Well, he's got great people working on it, and particularly Jeff Garlin, who's a favorite of mine.
He's hilarious.
Nice stuff. Thanks for
I'm
coming on.
I'm glad you're a comedy buff.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see Larry's appearance on Earth to America?
The TBS thing a couple of Sundays ago, yeah.
It was very, very funny. And we had at stopglobalwarming.org, you can see Larry do his monologue about the misery of not being able to order tuna for lunch anymore.
Well, that's all. Again, we started with this. We're going to end with this. It's all because of you. He married you. He didn't get Cheryl Hines. He got you.
You know what's so funny? In the past, people used to feel sorry for me for being married to such a cranky guy, and now I think people are feeling sorry for him for, you know, being married to me, and I'm dragging him into all my stuff.
Which I'm sure brings him joy no end that he's getting sympathy.
Exactly. Exactly. You got it, Paul.
Thanks for your time, Lori.
Thanks so much. We'll see you Sunday.
All right, Lori David. The website, again, is stopglobalwarming.org. The TV show her husband does, kind of a little thing you may have heard of called Curb Your Enthusiasm, and, of course, all those Seinfeld box sets. Lori David here on the Paul Harris Show. It's News Talk 1120 KMOX.